As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us in the early genesis of the human being, that the ruh is that which He subhanahu wa ta'ala instilled and created, breathed and created into the human being from Him azza wa jal, in ways beyond any modality. And that is what made the human being worth anything. And most importantly, worth that the elect and most select of the creatures of Allah Azza wa Jal, the angels, to be ordered to show reverence to the human being and to lay themselves prostrate to the human being. That ruh is that latifa rabbaniya, that divine subtle of the beyond creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, that is also the source of life of the human being. The source of human life, not the source of life. There is life in plants, there is life in animals. Plants are living beings, are living organisms. They are in dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. But plants are not endowed, as we know from our spiritual legacies, they are not endowed with ruh. So there is human life and vegetation life, and animal life. Ruh is the means, the source by which the human being became alive and intelligent and cognate and cognizant. The human being without ruh is a dry stick, not a fresh stick. The ruh is what characterizes the essential reality of the human being. And it is from Allah and by Allah Azza wa Jal. No matter how much we want to learn and we seek to learn about the nature of the ruh, we would simply arrive to the ultimate conclusion that it is as He subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Ar-ruhu min amri Rabbi." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the ruh is a matter from the divine subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nafakha fihi min ruhihi subhanahu wa ta'ala. He breathed into the human being of his ruh. That's where we ought to stop and not go beyond. And yet we learn more about the ruh as we learn, as we worship, as we practice, as we devote our minds, our hearts, ourselves, through obedience of our limbs, when we devote all of that to knowing Allah and seeking Allah, Allah would instill in the hearts of some or of many, would instill more cognition, more awareness, more ma'rifah and more knowledge about the ruh itself.